Blog Talk Radio.
The Trump Out There Radio World, this is the Chaos Talk Show with your host, the one and only Derek Oliver.
It's chaos time and my time is shining. Say what I want to say, if you don't like it, then I'm going to say it anyway. I bring in the
When you go to church, you go to church. When you feel like that's where you want to be, that's where you be. So I don't see where you're coming from when you're saying what I should have known.
God didn't make.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We want to thank you for joining us live on Blog Talk Radio. It's D&K Bible Break. We just want to thank all those that are listening. We want to wish you a happy Memorial Day. Hopefully you had a great weekend, a great day. Again, we're live on www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. And that's me, yours truly, Derek Oliver, with my co-host, my lovely wife, Miss Kay. You there, Kay?
I'm here. I thought you forgot my name for a minute. Good evening. Happy Monday. And happy Memorial Day.
I was going to call you what I normally call you, but I had to forget where you was at. So I got to get back on mode as being professional.
All right.
You know, so your radio name is Kay. I was about to call you Keisha or something else. But Anyway, we're live. Hopefully y'all had a great weekend. We're here today, deciding to go ahead and do D&K on this Memorial Day. Hopefully y'all had a great weekend. I know me and my wife did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even today. It's just been a great 4 days. God is blessing, and just to be able to say that we're in the land of the living and that we got a mind to serve Christ, you know, that's enough to shout about. That's enough to celebrate. So, and we're both there today. And again, we got a great topic, great show for y'all today. We're going to try to be done early, but if not, then we'll be on our normal time. But we just want to say thank you for joining us all over wherever you're listening for us from. We just want to say thank you for being here with us. I'm going to open us up with prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to my wife to get started with the topic. And we'll go from there. Father God, we just want to thank you right now. Father God, we just want to thank you, Father God, for giving us the ability to do this, giving us the platform to host this show and to be able to talk about your word, Father God. Father God, if anything is in me or Kay that's not like you, we ask that you remove it right now. Forgive us for any knowing sins and unknowing sins, Father God. Father God, give us the wisdom and the knowledge to break down your word on tonight. And Father God, give the listeners the ear to hear your word. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, before we get started, I do want to say happy Memorial Day to our soldiers. I do salute you on tonight, and also for the soldiers who gave their life for this country. I salute them and pray for their families. Also want to thank you, husband, for a lovely surprise date night on Friday. It was awesome. So, and I pray that I continue to, you know, when things get rough, just think back to, you know, the times where, you know, the real you comes out and the real me comes out. Because, you know, being married, you go through ups and downs. If you don't, then I'm good for y'all. But in marriage, you go through ups and downs. So I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you on tonight. And I thank you for Friday. It was well needed, given everything that we've been through over the last 8 months or so. And also a great weekend with the grandbaby. So, and then we ended it yesterday at the park with our family at PTC. So just want to say thank you for a great weekend. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get started on tonight. We're going to be talking about...
You didn't tell them what happened for the weekend. You just had a great weekend. Did you even tell them what happened?
I just said I had a great... Saturday, we had a fun day with the grandkids. We filled up the pool, and They
I'm talking about Friday. I'm really not worried about the grandkids, but go ahead. I'm going to let you we'll talk about that later.
Okay, hold on. Let me do a plug for my friend anyway. So Friday night, my husband connected. I have a friend. She's a chef. And Sister Tammy Parker, shout out to you. And my husband, I guess, unbeknownst to me, communicated with her, and she came and served us this awesome dinner. And it was decorated really nice, and he did a great job. So kudos.
Thank you.
Is that You're very welcome.
I have, you know, people got to recognize, you know, I got skills. But anyway, go ahead. Let's get started with the show.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about doors. So I was studying all last week, and I was thinking about some things, and adjoining doors is what came to me. I believe everybody know what adjoining doors are. So, you know, when you stay in a hotel and it's the room that's next to you. So an adjoining door, room next to each other, no door inside to connect. So it's kind of like if you want to look at it like, what are those duplexes? You know, when people live in duplexes, they have the doors that are right next to each other, but you can't get to each from one place to another on the inside. It's adjoining on the outside. So you have that type of door. And then you also have connecting doors. Connecting doors are rooms next to each other, but they're connected. Like on the inside, there is a door. And you don't have to exit the room. There's a door that connects you on the inside of that room. A lot of times people get that, like, for example, like if you go on a cruise or if you're in a hotel and you have maybe the adults in one room and then you have maybe teenagers in the next room, you have those connecting doors where you, from the inside, you can go from one room to the next, but they have to unlock that door. You just can't walk in there. It has to be unlocked. And then the last type of door is communicating doors. And now communicating doors, I didn't know what that was. I'm like, what is a communicating door? But it's similar to the connecting door. So it's connected just like the connecting door. It's on the inside, but you can't see the hinges. They're seamless. You know, like there is no, I don't want to say a secret, but you can't see the hinges. It's like something that you can't see the hinges. And what I was thinking about is, you know, how we go throughout life and you may meet somebody here and there and they just pass you by and you don't give a second thought. And then maybe you see them somewhere else down the road. And it's like you may have been assigned to talk to that person, but whatever, for whatever reason, maybe you're scared or you let fear come in or you don't know what you need to say to that person, and so you just keep it moving. And I've been praying for, you know, the Lord to open doors. And I've been praying to look for opportunities or ways to connect with others to show God's love. So a lot of us, we explain God's love. We explain what God has done for us, and we explain away everything that the Lord, from A to B, everything that he's done, we explain it. But we don't show God's love by building relationships. And so I think it's very important that we build relationships and look for those opportunities, because relationships is what's going to last. And you may not remember everything someone has ever said or done for you, but you will remember how they made you feel. So my prayer is that you start or you continue on the path of allowing the Lord to tenderize your heart towards others, you know, whether it be your family members, your friends, or someone you recently connected with. You know, it is God's will that every person should know him. 2 Corinthians 5:10 tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ, and he wants to use us to reveal who he is to others, you know, so that they can have a relationship with the Almighty. And a lot of us go through just doing our own thing. I want to say we're pretty much adjoining doors, because we could be right next to that person, but there is no connection, and we're not trying to connect with that person. We're not trying to communicate with that person. Too many people that they're just adjoining one another. Our lives are just adjoining. We're not connecting. And Matthew 9:37-38 says, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. The Lord is in charge of the harvest. He will send more workers into the field. We have to pray for more people to share the gospel, you know? So for me, my prayer is for boldness and courage, and that the Lord will give me the right words to say when he connects or he opens that door for somebody else for me to have and build a relationship with. So my goal is for relationships, not just passerbys and, like, meaningful relationships with somebody to lead and guide and be there for them, so that way they can want to, you know, develop a relationship with the Lord. Again, not explaining God's love, but showing God's love by building that relationship. Go ahead. I'm going to let you talk, Hudson.
No, you actually doing good. I really ain't. Just adding on to what you're saying is, and it just came to me when you said it, you know, we can talk about God's love all day and how much we love the Lord and how much the Lord has done for us. And yet we're sitting right next to people who hear us, but they don't see us. And what I mean see us, I'm talking about not me, Derek, but the Christ in me. They hear me talking about it. They hear me testifying about it. But what effects have I had in their life that they can say they saw Jesus in me other than me saying it in the connecting, you know how you said them connecting doors? Well, you know,
right.
Them doors are connected for a reason. And you know what's the door and I know what's the door. So when you're in church, you know people are going to talk the right language. You know they're going to say certain things. But when you get outside the church and you get outside and you're either at your job or you're at home, are you showing the love of God that you can talk about? Now, me and you can sit up here and say, we do this, and we do that. That's all fine and dandy. But if people that are around us don't see it, then all we're doing is giving lip service. And you'll never be able to open the door that's next to you because they don't know who it is. And like any good parent, don't answer the door for strangers. So even though you may be talking about the Lord and you may be saying how good the Lord is, that's all talk. That's all self. But if you're not showing it, if you're not exhibiting it, if you're not knocking on your next door's neighbor's door, showing it, showing love and appreciation, then, you know, that's a whole nother ministry in itself. And I'm not saying we're not supposed to uplift the Lord, because, you know, in a minute I will tell what the Lord has done for me in a second. That's fine and dandy. But do my neighbors know? Do my workers know? And not only that, when you do go to church, do the people that you're sitting next to, do they know how you act on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or is it just a show for Sunday? Because we got the language. We know how to dress up everything. But the thing is, when you knock on their door, they're going to answer, or they're going to say they don't know who you are. And see, that's really a question that you need to ask yourself about the Lord and the people that you're around. If you knock on the door, are they going to answer? Do they know who you are? Because we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit of God in us. We're supposed to have love in us. We're supposed to have forgiveness in us. But if we're knocking on the door and ain't no one answering, then there's something wrong. And we need to do a self-check. And these adjoining doors, now sometimes people will answer the door. Now you got to be worried about what type of crowd you're around. Because you may not be the crowd that will be around Jesus. It may be a crowd that's around that's doing everything else that could mess your spirit and your walk up. Now, I'm not saying that you can't witness to them people, but what I'm saying is you know them by the fruit that you bear. And if you ain't bearing no fruit and all you around is a bunch of hell raisers, well, okay, that tells me you're a hell raiser yourself. You like to be around that type of an environment. So it's just important that we as believers surround ourselves around people and show, not just because we can talk it, but because we live it, the living for Christ, showing it so when people answer the door, they don't see Derek, they don't see Sister K, they see the Christ in us. They don't see our faults, but they see the Christ in us. And that's the and that's why the church is struggling today, because we have the language. We have the dance. We have the shout. What we don't have is Christ in our heart. And if you don't have Christ in your heart, knocking on these doors, people are not going to answer the door. They're not. And the ones that are answering the door, they're not trying to hear nothing about Christ. They're trying to corrupt you and make you look like them. They're trying to recruit you to come to their world, not you come, not them come to our world.
Amen. Amen. To add to what you're saying, you know, a lot of times when I was, you know, raising my kids, they were younger, you know, we go through a lot of do's and don'ts. And you like the Bible, I think people do in the church too, not just, you know, in parenting, but it's like, don't do this and you don't do that. Like the pastor was saying on Sunday, you know, it's a lot of things that with some do's and don'ts. And it's like, okay, the religion made it worse to where it's like, oh, you can't do that and you can't do that. They're explaining different things of do's and don'ts, and they take it out of context. And everybody wants to go and lay down the law. And it's like, okay, what about building a relationship with that person so that way they can see what's really going on? Show me. A parent that only punishes their child all the time, like you don't have no other words for your child but punishment, or they're in trouble in regards to something, and it's always – and they feel like they can't do anything right – you don't never say, oh, well, you know, let's go have lunch or let's watch a movie. Or if you don't spend time with that person or that your child, then it's not going to work. The communication is not going to be there. And a lot of times that's what we do. We don't communicate to other people. We just expect them to be like, oh, the Bible says don't do this and the Bible says don't do that. Okay, but where's the love at in that? You're not showing God's love when you do that. There's a way to do it decently and in order. And a lot of times we go through things that we don't share with other people. And your story, my story, our experience may be exactly what someone else needs to hear, you know, to keep them going and for them not to give up. You know, we all want to know that we're not going through this alone and that somebody has been there and done that. But if we act like we never did nothing and we ain't never been through nothing, we just arrived and everything was all okay, then we're missing the point of what we're supposed to be doing. And a lot of us, we do that. If God brought you through something, if God made a way for you, you need to share that. You need to let other people know about that. You need to communicate that. I'm not saying tell your business. Talk to the Lord. Everything that you do, you have to pray about it and ask the Lord to lead and guide you on how to say what he wants you to say to that person. If you pray about it, he'll give you the words to say. So that way it's not just you just running off at the mouth telling your business. No, ask the Lord, okay, Lord, what do I share to let this person know, hey, I've been there, done that, and just like the Lord brought me through, he's going to bring you through. And, you know, he'll direct you on how to relate to that person. He'll direct you on how to, you know, let that person know that you're not trying to be nosy in their business, but that you really care and you want the best for them. But you have to pray for that open door. You have to do the connecting and the communicating for those doors to be open. Mark 5:18 and through 20. That's about the demon-possessed man. And, you know, he shared his story with everyone. He went out and shared his story. I'm sure everybody knew that this man was demon-possessed, and it was nobody but the Lord that healed him from those unclean spirits. So a lot of the times you got to let people know God is real. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. You got to connect. You got to communicate those open doors. You've got to, because people are hurting on the inside. And they may not share it with you, but the Holy Spirit knows how to talk to that individual and meet that person where they are. But you have to get out the way and let the Lord do what he needs to do. But you got to open up your mouth. You got to show his love. You got to communicate. You got to connect. Go ahead.
No, no. What I'm saying, what you're saying, you are right on it. And I'm just going to add to more on what you're saying because, you know, again, when I say we, I'm talking about people in the church are good at giving lip service. And see, the harvest is right right now. I'm talking about today. The harvest is right. People don't want lip service. They want to know that what they're going through, they're going to come out because we came out. How did you make it? How did you, during this rough period of time, how did you able to come to church and be positive? How was you able to be positive when someone in the church hurt your feelings? You know, you have to be real with them and come right down on that level. And you can't act super holy like you got it together. And a lot of times I'm guilty of it because doing it for so long, you know, you think you got it and you really don't have it together. If the right hurt hits you, you're gonna feel the hurt. Now, how are you going to respond to it? How are you going to let the Christ in you come out? And a lot of times lip service can only take you so far. But if you've been hurt and you've really been hurt and you're dealing with someone that's been hurt too, sometimes you ain't even got to tell your story. You just be an encouragement to them because you're still going through it. And when you go through it, it's good to go through it together because the Bible says the harvest is right. So if the harvest is right, they're going to be able to receive from you, not lip service, but the fact that you're going through something that they're going through. And when you can go through it together and come out on the other side, and that there's a difference. Because, you know, my wife said in the beginning, the last 8 months has been hard. Now, there's some people that have been through it right with us, right every long step of the way, not being nosy, it just guided us through. But the reason they're able to guide us through because they know in marriage there's going to be some hard times. It ain't really about the issue. It's about getting through the hard times through God's word. And sometimes we get stuck up on what word to use, this, that, and the other. We just need guidance from people who's been there, done that. And when you can feel free to open that door and they let you in, now it's genuine. It's a genuine relationship. It's not here 1 minute, gone the next. And in some cases, it'd be like that, but it's a good here 1 minute, and the next time you see them, it may be a long time, but it's still a good feeling. What we've done in the church is we have these feelings where it's good 1 minute, then you fall out with a person for a long period of time because it's not genuine. There was never no relationship really bond. It was just lip service. And when you give lip service, instead of giving what Christ gave, his all, then you're going to have these doors that's going to be closed. And you're not going to be able to minister to nobody because the door is closed. And we have to get back into the gospel and sharing with Christ what Christ done for us. Because what Christ done for me and what Christ done for you, that's the only thing that's going to last anyway. All this other stuff really isn't going to matter.
Amen.
So when you're going through stuff, like I said, every situation, even the rough situation, there's some church people that have hurt me that I had to let it go. Because if you don't let it go, it's going to hinder me from another situation that looked like that situation, but ain't got nothing to do with that situation. You know I get on my wife's nerves when I say, I saw this before. I can tell you where this is going. How you know? I've seen this story before. At some point, it has to stop, and I see it, but I have to interject Christ's love because he loved me. He got me over it, and instead of saying, I've seen this picture before, this message is for me because there's a lot of doors that's connected that's not open because I've seen it before, and I don't want no part of it. But see, that's not Christ-like. That's lip service. But if you jump in there and you start doing what Christ would do, and a lot of it ain't easy. A lot of it ain't easy. And me being an elder is not easy because I can't be everybody's friend. I can't tell you what you want to hear all the time. Some stuff is just going to be tough love. That's communication. That's that communication that we're talking about, that door. If everyone agreed with everything that I say, I know my wife loves me, but she don't agree with everything that I say. And I'm glad she don't agree with everything that I say. I say that now, but in the heat of the battle, when I need her to agree with me and she can't agree with me, because if her heart is telling her, or the Lord is telling her one thing and I'm telling her something different, I hope she do listen to the Lord. Don't listen to me. And my main thing is, I've seen this before. You need to listen to me. No. If the Lord is telling her something different, and this is where we have to start listening to the Lord. Because Elder Oliver ain't always right. And I go to bed at night. No, I'm not always right. Someone has to correct me. Someone has to knock on the door, and I got to let them in and let them tell me what's right. Not everybody, but some people. And when you hear that knock on the door, you know who it is. My mother used to say, don't open that door for nobody. But if she was to knock on that door and you hear her voice on the other side of that door, you would open the door because you knew it was her. I knew it was her. I knew it was my – I knew who it was. So that's why you have to say, you know, stop giving lip service and start letting people see the Christ in you.
Amen.
I'm doing good today. I ain't yelling. I ain't screaming. I'm good today. But I said I'm going to get there in a minute because I'm going to let you go on this next segment because I got something else I want to bring up about communication.
I'm noticing a lot, and it's like I see it in the news. I see it in different articles, and it's like I believe Evangelist Stanton preached on or spoke on this on a Tuesday night Bible study, but these distractions. It seems like there are so many distractions amongst the people of God. And it's like we're missing what God is saying. We losing people because we caught up in mess. We losing people. We losing souls because we're focusing on the wrong thing. And we need to get back to the basics, the Word of God, winning souls. That's what we need to get back to, because all this extra stuff we got going on, and I was sharing a story with my husband last week about a minister, I think on last Sunday, matter of fact, he stood up and was talking about how he committed adultery, and he was going to be stepping down from his position. This was, I believe this was in Indiana. It was in Indiana. And he was going to step down because of his position. And this happened over 20-something years ago that he committed adultery. So everybody was on his side, and they were, you know, it's all right. It's all right, Pastor, you know, because he admitted it. Until the person that he committed, I'm putting quotation marks, committed adultery with, went up and told her side of the story along with her husband standing next to her. He failed to mention that she was 16 years old when he, quotation mark, committed adultery with her. And I'm just looking at this like, this is crazy. You've been doing this in ministry, and you're supposed to be leading people to Christ, and you're doing this, and it's like, do y'all not know that God sees all of this? I don't understand how you don't know that God, if you're reading your word, if you're communicating with the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit abides in you and on you, this wouldn't be happening. And I don't mean to go into false or anything, but it's like the enemy is like, he's laughing like, okay, y'all acting like y'all got it all together. Y'all saying the right words in the pulpit, in the men's fellowship, in the women's fellowship, at the retreat. Y'all said all the right words, but your life is not lining up with what my word is saying. And it's just time out to stop playing games. And a lot of us go through things. I don't know why I went there, but just stop playing games. I just be real, because I want everybody to make it. I want everybody to make it. I want to make it. I want everybody to make it, and I pray that we all make it. Stop playing with God. Stop playing, because this is real. People's souls are real. Like, this is like, just stop playing. And I don't know why I went there, but I just want people to stop playing. This is for real. Backbiting and all this drama and all these lies and people playing games in the church. Man, the Lord is calling people home like Ananias and Sapphira. You will drop dead. Keep playing. I just don't get it. Stop playing. We don't have time to play. This is real. I'm sorry. Go ahead, because I didn't get off of what I was trying to say.
Well, I was really going there when you went there, so you're fine. You just beat me to the punch. But to go back over the pastor that really raped a 16-year-old girl for 9 years, and now he wants to step down and his congregation, no. We got to call it what it is. It was rape. She was 16.
Let,
he was
let
her
me
leader.
Also say here.
And,
let me
and,
say. Let me say
ahead.
This with that, because with that, at the because the they cut the live feed off during service because all this was going down. But somebody kept their phone going, and on the video you can see the congregation surrounding the pastor, saying, you know, giving him support. And nobody, well, maybe one or two people went after the young lady that was that this was offended. And I'm looking at this like, this is the world we live in. We praising people who are literally doing wrong. He raped that baby. I mean, she was 16. I don't care if you say she was consensual. No. Sir, that was not adultery. It was adultery against your wife, but you raped that baby. So it's like, come on, like, we're messed up, and it's the church. If the church can't get it right, the world is looking at us like, y'all a joke. They got all these different things that they believe in. They believe in the crystals and the money baths and all this foolishness, and we serve a true and living God, and they're looking at us like we're the ones who are fake. And it's because we're letting the enemy use us, and we're not being true. We're not being true. So just stop playing.
And a lot of things that you're saying is when we say that people give lip service. See, there's a lot of pastors. There's a lot of preachers, elders. There's a lot of people that's been in the church that has position. They're not being led by the Holy Spirit. They're only being led by lip service. And you know it by the fruit that they bear. And you can see the people, and a lot of people want to have lip service. This is the modern church of today, lip service, because it's not telling you to live holy. It's not telling you to live a certain kind of way for Christ, as long as you feel good. And everybody want to be, see, I don't want to be people's friends. See, I'm Elder Oliver, and it cuts off friendship. I've been saying this all 2022. I don't want my bishop to be my friend, because if he's my friend, and everyone that's a friend of mine know that I like to take the shortcut, give me the hookup. What can you do for me? And if the pastor becomes my friend, he's not going to be honest with me and tell me when I'm wrong, because he's going to give me the hookup. He's going to give me lip service. And see, what happened in the church, and it's going on at every church, you get a lot of people who just want to have lip service, and they're not connected to the Spirit. So the reason the people were going to surround the pastor is because they're in their lives is not lined up and all the way together, and they have to hook their friend up and give him a pass and give him a hookup, so he don't start telling what they got going on. And see, that's not what the church is built upon.
A lot of them put their trust in men.
Well, look at it. Look at it. Would you trust a man that was talking to your daughter at 16? I mean, I wouldn't want to trust nobody. And you know, I know there's a lot
of
good men.
But they are trusting
them.
That's the problem.
But the thing about it is they're not. But do you have a lot of good people? You have a lot of bad people. You have more bad people than you have good people. That's why it's very important that these doors that you're talking about, you surround yourself around doors that when doors are open, is going to be a word there for you. when this door is open, there's going to be a word there for you. When that door is open, there's going to be a word there for you. But if you hang around people that's knocking on your door and that knock ain't familiar, then you're going to let a stranger in, which is the devil, and he's going to confuse you. And yet you're too busy being on the defense and not the offense. And
that's
if you're
why
on
it's
the defense,
important to pray for the door, the open door. Pray that the Lord open the doors that need to be open and close the doors that need to be
exactly.
closed.
Exactly.
Let
exactly.
His will be done in everything. Pray that he open those doors and shut those doors. Because you could be opening the door for the enemy. If you ain't praying about it and you just, you know, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you're right. You know, again, how do you know? And it's very simple. If you come to church, and I'm just going to throw a number out there, for 30 days, that's four Sundays. And if the word has not affected you in a fact that made you upset somewhere along the line, then there's something wrong. Something ought to make you, your Holy Spirit, something ought to make something jump and make you your flesh, because the spirit versus flesh. The flesh wants to do bad. The spirit wants to do good. But when you hear a message, that's how I hear a message, and yeah, it's all amen and it's all good, but at the same time, something ought to convict me about something that I'm doing that's not right, because I'm not perfect. At some point, a message ought to convict. There's a message for everybody. So when I walk into the church doors, something ought to affect me. A word ought to come to me to make me a better person. Now, sometimes, all the time, it ain't always something that's going to make me upset, but it's going to make me better. But a lot of times, it makes me upset because of the flesh. Because of the flesh. But if I'm going to church, now watch this, because this is how these other doors get open. If I'm going to church to talk to Sister Kay about some gossip, now we didn't open up a door for that gossip spirit to come in. And see, now we're connected in a wrong kind of way, because now all we're doing is coming to church for the gossip. Okay? Now, if I'm coming to church and the pastor's preaching about me drinking alcohol, and I'm getting an attitude because he keeps talking about that, now I'm going to call Sister Kay. You must have said something to the pastor about me drinking, because that's all he was talking about. I know he was talking about. Now, I got an attitude with the pastor because he was preaching about me drinking. And now I got an attitude with everybody else because they didn't told my business and he didn't preach about it. That's the flesh convicting me, trying to make it everyone's fault, but the Holy Spirit is telling you there's a message in there for you if you look at it long enough. But it depends on how we communicate and open these doors. Because if we open the doors, even in the church, we can open the wrong doors and the wrong thing can get in. And it can start feeding your flesh and not your spirit. But when we go to church, our spirit is the one that's supposed to be fed. And if your flesh gets agitated by what's coming across, it's because the truth. The truth sometimes hurt, but the truth will set you free. So now you got to connect with people who's going to tell you the truth. So when you knock on that door, it's not about the gossip. It's about hearing the truth. It's not about a conspiracy theory about this, that, or the other. It's about God touching your life as an individual. See, I can't go to church looking at everybody else, because if I'm looking at everybody else, I'm going to miss what he's trying to say about me. And if I'm so busy in everybody else's business.
To add to what you're saying, though, without that communication, without the connection and the communicating doors, everything will just be, like we're saying, lip service. And we're just explaining something to somebody why they shouldn't do this and why they shouldn't do that. It's important that, you know, we connect with that person to let that person know, you know, they need to know for themselves who the Lord is. You have to show them the love of Christ. I think in a church, a lot of the times we beat people. We try to beat the word into people, and we try to beat them with the Bible, if I can say it that way, instead of showing the love of Christ. I understand sometimes, you know, you got to pull that Band-Aid off and just let it be. But you also got to make sure, like I'm saying, let the Lord lead you in every situation. Make sure he's leading you and you're not leading yourself. Because when you lead yourself, you can be making the situation worse. And you could be driving the person away from Christ because you're going with your agenda. Make sure it's the Lord that's leading and guiding you. And I'm going to share something. Right now I'm going through a situation. And it's like, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation, but I trust you. I don't know the outcome of this situation, but I trust you. And I do have people that I can communicate with who's familiar with my situation. But if they were pointing their finger at me saying, oh, well, the word says this and the word says that, and I'm going to be looking at them like, okay, I know what the word says. That I don't need you to tell me what the Bible says. I need you to relate to me on what I'm going through. Show some compassion. Try to understand where I'm coming from. I don't need you to beat the word in me because I know the word. I know the word, but sometimes we got to make sure that the Lord is leading us and we're not just trying to spew out scriptures at people and tell them this and tell. We have to, again, the bottom line to what I'm trying to say is pray for the Lord to open the doors that he needs to open and close the ones that he needs to close. So go ahead, husband.
You're fine. It's just a lot of times, and I understand. I think everyone understands what you're saying. When you're going through some things, and especially if, I ain't going to say especially, but, you know, sometimes we get so lip service during situations, we can throw scriptures out at you. And even though you know the scriptures, just like she was saying, you know, my wife knows scriptures, she knows the stories, but the situation she's going through, it ain't about her not knowing the scriptures. It's not her not applying the scriptures. It's just there's a hurt there, and she wants someone that can talk to her that has that familiarity with what she's going through. Now, me, it's hard for me because I've never been there. And, you know, I can throw scriptures all day. This is what this, da-da-da-da-da. You get tired of hearing that. You want someone that you can relate to in that situation. And let me see if I can paint a better picture of it. When you know, it's difficult. It's difficult when you're going through something, you know the word. Sometimes you want to just talk to people who've been in your position before. It's like a married couple, and you know another married couple that's been through everything, and then when you're going through something and you tell this other man or other female that's been married longer than you or experienced a lot more than you what's going on, they can relate to you. They're not going to look at you funny. They're not going to judge you. They can tell you a story how they got over their situation and the steps that they use, even though it may not be what you need, but you can see that they got through it. You can see that they shared, they cried too. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to ask God questions. And sometimes we get so spiritually that we get afraid to ask God questions because we think we're supposed to know the answer through the scriptures. It's okay to ask God questions. And I'm going to be, it's okay to be upset sometimes with the Lord. Because don't think the Lord wasn't upset when he was on Calvary's cross talking to his Father. And I ain't got it all the way there yet, but he told, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. And to me, can't no one tell me that he wasn't feeling some type of way when he said, Father, you forgive them. And that's it, he forgave them. He said, Father, you forgive them. So, you know, there's a little touch and go right there, but a lot of times when you're going through situations and you're going through things, you just want people that's familiar with what you're going through. And what happens in the church is, everyone has lip service. Everyone got a scripture. Girl, just trust in the Lord. You're going to be all right. Well, we know she's going to be all right. She married to me. She's going to be all right. But sometimes you just need to hear a voice. Say that again.
At the same time, you can have too many people in your ear. So to me, it's like, okay, you can tell me and you can communicate. But at the end of the day, I need to know what the Lord is saying to me. I need to be hearing from God. I need God to open my ears, open my heart to receive what he's trying to say to me. Yes, I appreciate everyone that's given me their opinion. And, of course, I want to talk to people who've been there, done that, that can encourage me and help me along the way. But those things can only go so far. At the end of the day, we all should be doing what the Lord is instructing us to do. And we got to ask him what we should be doing. Because it's a lot of people, if I could say it like this, they for you until they not for you. So as long as you're doing for them, or as long as you there every time they need you, of course they're going to be trying to give you the words and make sure. But at the same time, you have to trust God. When you lay down at night, it's going to be you and him. It's you and the Lord. It's not you and your homegirl. It's not you and your homeboy. It's you and God. So make sure you're hearing from him. Because his voice is the only voice that's going to matter. Because you want his will to be done in all situations. You don't want it to be like, oh, well, she did it, or they did it, or girl, you don't need that, or girl, don't take that, or boy, not boy, man, I wouldn't put up with that. Okay, a lot of people, like you said, give a lot of lip service. We give a lot of lip service. Ask God what you should be doing. Ask God to lead you and guide you. And my prayer is that I tell my story, you know, when I tell my story, when I talk to other people, I want them to hear the truth. I want it to be with clarity. I want them to be able to understand what I'm saying, to show compassion, to be genuine in what I'm saying. I don't want to come off as fake, or I'm just talking, or I'm just running my mouth. No, I want you to hear and understand what the Lord is trying to say in the situation. Don't give me lip service. I need to be able to receive what God is saying. People need to be able to receive what God is saying to change their lives, to be a change. And Christ is the only one that can make that change. Your mama can't do it. Your daddy can't do it. Your sister can't do it. Your brother can't do it. Christ, you have to go to Christ in all situations. And a lot of us, where there's a lot of fear that we have in different situations, it's like, well, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm strong enough. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But God is there. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. We got to surrender our fears to God and let him open the doors that need to be open and close the ones that need to be shut. And those communicating, connecting doors, we have to get back to, like I said earlier at the top of the show, we don't need to be explaining God's love. We need to show God's love. And the only way we can show God's love is through a relationship. It's not about how much money you got. It's not about the good deeds that you do. It's about a relationship with the Lord, and you pray that the Lord help you to build relationships with the people that he puts in your life for the purpose of leading them to Christ. I'm going to give these last couple of scriptures that I have, and I'm going to let you have it, husband. But you can write down Hebrews 4 and 16, Colossians 4, 15 and 16, John 15 and 12, Philippians 2, 3 through 5. So if you want to study a little bit more. And I'm going to close with this scripture, Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Whatever you're going through, God's got you. But you got to believe and trust him through the process. It may be painful right now. Right now I'm going through a painful process. But I know this pain that I'm going through and this process I'm going through is for God's glory. And no matter what, I have moments where it's like, okay, I may be crying one moment, then I'm okay. But the thing is that at the end of the day, God will get the glory. And you'll be able to tell your story to the next person, but you have to be real. Don't be fake. We all go through something, and we need to know that God's got us. He's not going to leave you. He know you're hurting. He know how you feel. Them tears you cry silently at night that nobody sees, God sees that, and he cares for you. Trust him. Pray to him to open the doors that need to be opened. And if it's a situation where the door needs to be closed, let the Lord's will be done. Let the Lord's will be done. That's all I want to say for tonight. Husband, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right. Well, you said a lot, and you left a lot on the people's to chew on and to ponder on. It's not about the lip service. It's about what's in your heart. And, you know, I'm trying to let my actions speak louder than my words. And when we do that, let your actions speak louder than your words. You really ain't got to say too much of anything. But at the same time, we always should have a word for people. And sometimes having a word, and what I just found out the last few weeks is just sitting there listening to people. You know, not judging them, not telling them they need to do this and stop doing this and stop. It's really not even about all of that. But I'm here to tell you what draws people to Christ is you just being real. And you ain't got to say a whole lot. You ain't got to go to seminar school. You ain't got to do all this. All you got to do is be real. And sometimes you ain't got to say nothing. Just be there and be understanding and encouraging that everything is going to be all right. And sometimes that's just enough word that you need to hear. And do what my wife is going through and the things that she's going through, you know, and I try to be an encouragement. But, you know, sometimes it may not come from people. You know, it may not, this may be between her and the Lord. And it's okay to cry. And it's okay to feel some type of ways about certain things sometimes. But at the same time, she knows the doors that she can open to get that love and support she needs when she needs it. But if you got your doors all filled around with negative people and people that's going to try to bring you down and give you lip service, you're going to feel it. And it ain't going to do nothing to cause you to look heavier and feel more heavier than what you are, because not only are you carrying around that burden, but now they even added more burdens onto you. And it's just like, wow. And you know, I'm watching my wife. She's a trooper. The one minute, you know, she's fine and she's strong. It's just people sometimes can say the craziest stuff, and I just, you know, that is my wife. So, you know, I be wanting it, but I can't always act ignorant, you know. The Lord don't always, you know. But people that know me know that I can't go that route when it comes to my wife. But there's some things that she has to do on her own, and it's between her and the Lord and the Lord's will. And there's really nothing I can do about that. And a lot of y'all out there, before we close, you need to understand, you can listen to people talk all day, every single day, but let them show you who they really are. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. And if their actions ain't saying nothing, then, you know, and wife, you know, you trying to set me up here to let me close. It's hard for me to close with no time limit, but I'm going to try to make this quick. But, no, I'm going to need you to take us home because, you know, I'm sitting there listening to you, and, you know, people always have the right words to say. You know how guys back in the day used to, they can talk real good game. And they can fool a lot of people with the talk, you know, the sweet talk. And that's what's going on in the church. Yeah, they came back nothing up. They came back. They got the talk. They can get in. But when it comes time to sustain it for a long period of time, they don't have it. And they always want to make excuses why they don't have it. And it's like that in the church today. You got the good game to get in. You could preach a good sermon every blue moon. But you can't do a complete sermon Sunday after Sunday after Sunday because you're going to run out of material because you're not studying the Word of God. You're not connected to Him. Cliches can only go for so long. And what happens is in the church, people know how to say the cliches, but they only got to say it so often. So they can say it 3-4 times a year and they're good. And then they can talk about how good God has been to them. But when you look around their fruits and you look at their family, Now, you know, I could say some stuff, but people think I'm talking about them. I'm just talking because the Lord's giving me stuff to talk about. But their family is jacked up. Now, ain't no one's family more jacked up than probably my family. But at least they know where I'm coming from and where I stand when it comes to my relationship with Christ. We all got messed up stuff, but there is some fruit in my labor. And I'm not saying that to try to back what Elder Oliver saying is right, but when I look at my sons, where they were last year compared to where they are this year, they're growing. They're not where I want them to be, but they're growing. I'm proud. I'm a proud father. I can say that today. I'm a proud father. And my one son got a lot of issues, lots of issues. But the way he's trying to maintain, working two jobs now, trying to do things, or it may take him a little longer, but I'm proud because he's finally starting to listen to what I've been trying to show him. And when I say that, when you look at your family and you see everything ain't going to always be right every day, every week. You're going to have some hell moments. But if you keep doing what you're doing and not give lip service and lead by example and let your actions show, everything is going to work out. It may not happen like that, but it will happen over the course of time. And you just have to believe that. And the way you believe that, you got to have these connecting doors. When you knock on the door or you open the door, make sure it's someone that got a word for you or someone that can show you love and compassion, someone that can be there for you and not put your business in the street, someone that can be there to love you and tell you what's right, even when you don't want to hear what's right. And you can still maintain that relationship. You can still maintain that door being open because they told you what was right. What happens sometimes is we get so caught up in lip service, we shut a lot of doors. And the same doors we shut, because we shut them because they didn't love us, you didn't shut the door on five other people that you said what they did to you, but you didn't done to somebody else. Because you allowed that conversation to slip up in your head. Well, he don't call me. Well, do you call these other people? Well, we ain't talking about these other people. We talking about him. See, now I'm going somewhere because we need to understand that this thing isn't about lip service. It's about having the heart of Christ. And when you have the heart of Christ, your actions is always going to speak louder than your words. So you can keep on saying all these other words you want to say and make people happy who wants to be lip service happy. That's why, I got to say some things that ruffle some feathers, because I ain't trying to make people happy. That's not my job. That's not my calling. It's not. Yeah. My calling is to tell the truth and shame the devil and live by my actions and not by my words, because my words have gotten me in trouble before. And my wife can tell you, my words have gotten me in trouble. Now, if you watch my actions and how I move, that's nothing but the Holy Spirit leading God in each and every way. With that being said, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we have Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. Wednesday night, we have the Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, Catch Them While They're Hot, Wednesday night at 7, live on, it'll be on Chaos, and it'll also be on Facebook Live, Praise Tabernacle Church. That's where you go and find them at, on Facebook. Our bishop, his wife and family will be having Wednesday night service. Tune in for praise and worship and a good word from the Lord. And then on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., we have Praise Tabernacle Sunday morning service live on Blog Talk and also on Facebook Live, Praise Tabernacle Church. With that being said, the summer hasn't even started yet. Let's just keep our young people in prayer. Let's just keep one another in prayer, because it's getting very dangerous out here in this world. And we just ought to be able to lift one another up so we can remain safe, remain holy, and just so the Lord will be able to do great things in us. And the harvest is ripe. And hopefully we've been able to have been a blessing to you. Maybe you got something out of it. Maybe it's just something that you can have a conversation about, and you can open your Bibles and have a discussion amongst you and your family or your friends or whoever you want to discuss it with, because this is really what it's all about. We ain't here trying to give you we ain't no power couple trying to give you the basics of how to get to heaven. We're trying to make it like everybody else trying to make it. But I'm thankful for my wife, who's a blessing to me and my family and my sons and just she's just, when I say she's the bomb, she is the bomb. And I wouldn't be in the position I'm in if it was not for her. So yes, me and my brothers joking today, they're saying I'm whipped. Yes, I am whipped. My wife got me because I got a good one. And because I got a good one, majority of the time I will listen and follow directions. That don't mean I'm not the head. That just means the scriptures is true. He that finds the wise findeth a good thing, and that's exactly what I got. So, you know, a lot of men can't say that about their wives. They can't say it. And I can truthfully say that while we're going through some things. And just because I say we're going through some things, for you people that want to give lip service, it's really none of your business, but we're going through some things. And don't be surprised. And I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but it wouldn't be D&K if I didn't get in trouble. But it's possible. Ain't saying it's there yet. Need a little bit more prayer. I'm going to give breaking news, and then I'm going to pray us out. There may be a new addition. Now, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe in the near future. Lord is working on some things. So when I say that, yeah, I'm putting it in the atmosphere because the Lord is blessing us to be a blessing for other people. It ain't just about us and our family. It's about other people and doing what's right for other people. And we have the heart and the mind and the spirit to give. And that's what we're going to do. That's exactly what we're going to do. So, you know, y'all don't know if I'm talking about a new addition of a car or a new addition of a house or a new addition of a child, but in the near future, there's going to be a new addition.
The shop
is closed.
To put it out
there. The what?
The shop is closed. Ain't no child coming. I can tell them that right now.
No, not from you. So you always got to mess something up. Now I got to say something I ain't trying to say. Anyway,
yes,
just close this out in prayer. You close
you're
us out
get
in prayer.
Yourself, not from you. What does that mean? All right, I'm going to close us out in prayer. We're going to discuss this off air. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. You didn't have to take the time to do so, and we appreciate that you did. Pray that you all have a rest of the week blessed in the Lord. Pray that you all meet us back here again on next Monday. Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight just thanking you for just being who you are. Thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for just being our all. Thank you for being someone that we can come to and lay our burdens at your feet. Thank you for being a good, good Father. Lord, there is none like you. We honor you. We praise you. We lift you up. We ask that you continue to watch over our church family, our household family members, our friends, our associates, our children, Lord, the youth right now, Lord. This summer has already started with a lot of sadness in our hometown as well as other places, as everyone knows. Lord, I ask that you touch the families right now, touch the children to let them know there is a better way. Put the guns down. It's not necessary. Talk it out. Do something different. Lord, I pray for that mother, that father, that grandmother, that sister, that brother, everybody that's in need right now. I lift them up before you right now. Thank you for your healing power through our bodies right now. A lot of people are going through a lot of illnesses. Lord, we know you are the ultimate healer, and we thank you for your healing power in advance. Ask that you continue to let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, we do thank you for being our strength and our redeemer. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, everybody.